www.thebeatsofmetal.com. Good Wednesday morning, Brady Bowman with you on this edition of In Focus. Thanks again to USD 383 school board member Daryl Eady and Superintendent Marvin Wade for joining us. Missed any of that? A little later today, you can go on our website, newsradiokman.com, click on the On Demand tab, and you could listen back to this morning's In Focus. Right now, we do have on the phone lines Riley County Emergency Management Director Pat Collins, also our County Fire Chief. Pat, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Pat, I wanted to talk to you this morning. We've had a lot of news stories really over the last 5, 6, 7 days talking about a lot of fires in their area, especially in Pottawatomie County, and a lot of those seem to be cold weather related, whether it's trying to warm frozen pipes or other situations. I thought maybe you can give us some tips on cold weather. I think something people don't think about with such cold weather, that there are increased fire risk.
Well, there's been a lot of calls here just lately, the last week or so, and they range from everything from people going on vacation and shutting their heat clear off and their pipes freezing up and water running out of their house, to things like somebody's pipes freeze up and they try to thaw them out and catch the house on fire. So there's a lot of issues out there where I think people need to be cognizant of the fire danger, and all of these fit right into that. You know, we talk about the space heaters and the problem we have with that. We have people that are heating their home with a cook stove, a gas stove, or a propane stove, and getting carbon monoxide. So there's lots of hazards this time of year dealing with the cold weather and the frigid conditions.
And it's really stuff, as you said, people don't really think about when folks are dealing with frozen pipes. What's your advice? I guess what's step one in that scenario?
Well, number one would be call a plumber. Those plumbers know what they're doing. They know how to treat these, and most of the plumbers use a hair dryer, you know, something that puts out a soft, warm heat, no flame, and that's how they thaw the pipes.
And heat tape, you hear about that a lot. I guess talk a little bit about heat tape. Is that something you would do kind of before the fact? It's more of a prep rather than something you do in reaction to frozen pipes?
Yeah, there's a lot of people that use heat tape around, and normally it's put on early in the year before any of the freeze. They're plugged in, and they just keep things warm. One of the problems we've seen is people try to use the heat tape for 5, 6, 10 years, maybe 15 years, and so they never replace the heat tape, and so it's just like anything else, like putting new batteries in your smoke detector every 6 months. You know, you need to change that heat tape out if you're going to utilize that, and you also need to make sure that, like, if you're going to plug that heat tape in or anything you plug it into something that's got some kind of a breaker or a circuit breaker or something like that, that if there's a if it draws too much power, it automatically shuts off if you have a some kind of a alternate heating device. You make sure you have one that's UL approved and it has tip over protection and automatic shut off and a whole bunch of other things that you need to think about before you use these alternative heating devices or maintenance.
You mentioned some space heaters and safety with that a little bit ago, and I've seen the term fire-safe space heaters. I guess we kind of explain, Vlad, if people are looking for a space heater, what advice do you have?
Well, there's a whole range of space heaters out there. I know there's people that have utilized open flame heating, and we've had problems. You know, the salamander type heater that blows flame out of it, which we don't recommend at all, and it throws off carbon monoxide. Anything that has an open flame is going to put off carbon monoxide and may cause you problems, as well as as just tipping over or getting next to something else that catches it on fire by radiant heat. the other thing you had is there's lots of heaters out there that have those safety devices that have tip over protection in case a dog or a cat comes by and knocks it over or a child. They also have the circuit breakers built into them. They have automatic shut off. They have timers. There's a whole bunch of things that go along with that. And we just ran on a call a week ago where a guy had plugged in a space heater on one wall, a space heater on the other wall, and it was the same wall that he had all his electronics and his TV and everything else plugged into. So, and it actually started the wall on fire. So, you know, you got to think about how much stuff you're plugging into the wall and what else is plugged in and try to keep that down under the power supply that is provided to that whole circuit.
Brady Bowman here on the phone with Riley County Emergency Management Director and County Fire Chief Pat Collins. And Pat, I kind of want to shift gears a little bit and just maybe get your thoughts on really the tragic news we had this morning about the Wamego firefighter, John Randall. Just wondering what thoughts you had on that or if you knew John.
I didn't know John personally. I know we had some people on that fire. They went over and they came back. I know I'd heard that he'd had a fall and had passed away yesterday. And my heart and prayers go out to the family and the department over there that lost him. It's a tragic thing when we lose anybody's life, whether it's a citizen or a firefighter, and you just can't feel bad enough for his family and his fire department family.
And that is a tight community, a tight brotherhood. Dave and I talked about that a little bit this morning. I guess talk about that real quick, that brotherhood with firefighters, whether volunteer or with departments, there is a close bond there.
Well, there is. You know, you work side by side with these people for years. I've had my, I guess it's not an opportunity, but I've had three times over my lifespan with the fire department where we've lost people in our department, and you know, it not only it brings everybody together, but there's that bond where you're brothers and sisters out there every day, and it's just it's a tragic loss when one of those brothers or sisters gets hurt or even actually perishes from something like this.
All right. Well, Pat, we're about out of time, but thanks so much for calling in, and especially so last minute like that. Really appreciate that.
All right. And I told Chief French I would remind everybody not to shut your heat off when you're leaving on vacation. They've had a couple of those in Manhattan here just lately. So, you know, if you shut your heat off, it's going to freeze all your water lines up.
Good tip. Thanks again, Pat.
Thank you.
Tomorrow on K-Man's In Focus, Marty Veneer with NBAF and General Retired Perry Wiggins with the Governor's Military Council will be our guests on K-Man's In Focus.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at K-